Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes that India is moving together as a cohesive nation with diversity and plurality. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day, President highlights government's focus on social justice. President appreciates contribution of farmers, workers, visionary planners and wealth creators in the journey of the nation's development. Country gears up to celebrate its Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government has taken several reforms to make the country's defence sector self-reliant. New Delhi advises Indian nationals in Bryansk, Belgorod and Kursk regions in Russia to take necessary precautions in view of recent security incidents. President Draupadi Murmu today said India is moving together as a cohesive nation with diversity and plurality and tendencies that stoke discord based upon perceived social hierarchies have to be rejected. In her address to the nation on the eve of Independence Day, the President said the spirit of inclusion pervades every aspect of the country's social life. She stressed that affirmative action must be strengthened as an instrument of inclusion. President Murmu highlighted that social justice is a top priority of the government.
Social justice is a top priority of the government and it has taken a number of unprecedented initiatives for the welfare of the scheduled caste, scheduled tribes and other marginalized sections of society. Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uttan Evang Rojgar Adharit Janakalla, that is PM Suraj, aims to provide direct financial assistance to the people from the marginalized communities.
The President quoted architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, saying political democracy cannot last unless social democracy lies at its base.
We must remember the words of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the architect of our Constitution. He had rightly said, and I quote, "We must make our political democracy a social democracy as well. Political democracy cannot last unless there lies at the base of its social democracy."
President Murmu stated that India has been among the fastest growing major economies with an average growth rate of 8% annually. She said this has not only put more money in the hands of people, it has also drastically reduced the number of people living below the poverty line. She exuded pride that India has become the fifth largest economy in the world and is also poised to become one of the top three economies soon. The President attributed this to the hard work of farmers and workers and the far-sightedness of planners and wealth creators.
"It is a matter of pride for all that India has become the fifth largest economy in the world and we are also poised to become one of the top three economies soon. This has been made possible only by tireless hard work of farmers and workers, by the farsightedness of planners and wealth creators, and by the visionary leadership."
President Murmu noted that this rapid but equitable progress has given India a higher stature in global affairs. She emphasized that after the successful completion of its G20 presidency, India has consolidated its role as the voice of the global south. She further stated that India intends to use its influential position to expand the scope of world peace and prosperity. President Murmu noted that the government has reduced one more relic of the colonial era by adopting the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita from July this year. She added that the new code is oriented towards ensuring justice for the victims of crime instead of focusing on punishment alone. In her address, President Draupadi Murmu termed the general elections held this year as the largest electoral exercise humankind has ever witnessed. Noting that Vibhajan Vibhishika Smriti Divas is being observed today, President Murmu said this day recalls the horrors of partition. She said the nation recalls the unparalleled human tragedy and stands with the families that were torn apart. President Murmu noted that the nation is celebrating the 75th year of the Constitution. She said, remaining firm on the constitutional ideals of justice, equality, liberty and fraternity, the government is on the mission to enable India to reclaim its rightful position on the global stage. President Murmu highlighted that India has started celebrating the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. President Murmu also stressed on gender justice and climate justice. She expressed happiness that the government has given equal importance to women's welfare and women's empowerment.
The government has given equal importance to women's welfare and women's empowerment. Their participation in the labor force has increased. A variety of special government schemes have also been designed, keeping the women at the center. Nari Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam is aimed at ensuring real empowerment of women.
On climate change, the President observed that climate change has become a reality. She expressed pride that India is at the forefront of humankind's battle to save the planet from the effects of global warming. She urged everyone to make small but effective changes in their lifestyle and contribute to the cause of dealing with the challenge of climate change. President Murmu opined that Amrit Kaal is going to be shaped by the youth of today.
The Amrit Kaal, the ongoing period of a quarter century leading to the centenary of our independence, is going to be shaped by the youth of today. It is their energy and enthusiasm that will help the nation scale new heights.
The President appreciated the dedication and hard work of the Indian contingent at the recently concluded Paris Olympic Games. She emphasized that the government has rightly prioritized the development of sports infrastructure and it is showing results. She said the Indian youngsters are making a mark on the world stage in every sphere of sports. The President added that their achievements have inspired the next generation as well. The nation will celebrate its 78th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in celebrating the Independence Day from the historic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. The theme of this year's Independence Day is Vikasit Bharat at 2047, a report.
With the aim of increasing people's participation in this festival of national fervour, around 6,000 special guests have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These people are from different walks of life, including youth, tribal community, farmers, women and other special guests. They have excelled in various fields with the help of government schemes and initiatives. A total of 250 farmers have been invited as special guests who have benefited from the Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi. Additionally, 300 elected women representatives from Gram Panchayats have been invited, celebrating the growing role of women in local governance. 150 Lakhpati DDs and 150 drone DDs have also been invited. The Indian contingent, which took part in the recently concluded Paris Olympics, has also been invited to participate in the celebrations. Nearly 2,000 people from various states and union territories have also been invited to witness the grand ceremony. 3,000 winners of different online competitions organized by Ministry of Defense in collaboration with MyGov and Akashwani will also be part of the celebrations. A total of 2,000 boy and girl cadets from different schools across the country will also participate in the celebrations. With Dipendra, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, security has been strengthened in the national capital in view of Independence Day celebrations tomorrow. Adequate security force, including local police and paramilitary forces, have been deployed in the city. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said the government has taken several reforms to make the country's defense sector self-reliant. Addressing the armed forces on the eve of Independence Day on Akashvani this evening, Mr. Singh said defense equipment worth 6 lakh crore rupees was procured from indigenous companies in the last 10 years. The minister highlighted that the country is continuously moving towards self-reliance in the manufacturing of weapons, tanks, fighter jets, helicopters and missile systems for the armed forces.
हमारी सरकार ने रक्षा क्षेत्र में बड़े रिफॉर्म्स को प्राथमिकता दी है. पिछले 10 वर्षों में लगभग 6 लाख करोड़ रुपए के डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट स्वदेशी कंपनियों से खरीदे गए हैं. इन 10 वर्षों में देश का डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन दो गुना से भी ज्यादा हो चुका है. आज भारत का डोमेस्टिक डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन रिकॉर्ड 1.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए को भी पार कर चुका है. एक समय था जब भारत की गिनती केवल हथियार आयातक देशों के रूप में होती थी, लेकिन अब भारत इससे आगे बढ़कर एक एक्सपोर्टर के तौर पर अपनी पहचान बना रहा है.
President Draupadi Murmu has approved 103 gallantry awards to armed forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel on the eve of Independence Day. These are 4 Kirti Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 18 Shaurya Chakras, including 4 posthumous, and 1 Bharat Sena Medal gallantry. Among the gallantry awards are 63 Sena Medals gallantry, including 2 posthumous, 11 Nav Sena Medal gallantry, and 6 Vayu Sena Medals gallantry. The President has also approved 39 mention in dispatches, including posthumously to Army Dog Kent for their significant contributions in different military operations. The President also approved President's Police Medals for Distinguished Services and Police Medal for Meritorious Service. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the countless people who were impacted and greatly suffered due to the horrors of partition. The Indian Embassy in Moscow has advised Indian nationals in Bryansk, Belgorod and Kursk regions in Russia to take necessary precautions and temporarily relocate outside these regions. The embassy issued an advisory today in view of the recent security incidents in these 3 regions. Any Indian national or student requiring any assistance can contact the embassy at email edul.moscow@mea.gov.in or telephone number +7965277-3414. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has rescheduled the UGC NET June 2024 examination from the 26th to the 27th of August. NTA, in a statement, said the date of examination has been revised on account of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. It added that the rest of the examination schedule will remain unchanged. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes that India is moving together as a cohesive nation with diversity and plurality. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day, President highlights government's focus on social justice. President appreciates contribution of farmers, workers, visionary planners and wealth creators in the journey of the nation's development. Country gears up to celebrate its Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government has taken several reforms to make the country's defence sector self-reliant. And New Delhi advises Indian nationals in Bryansk, Belgorod and Kursk regions in Russia to take necessary precautions in view of recent security incidents. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.